Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second, the first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third, the left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Ray Pepper. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth, the catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Walkup. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jim Walkup. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting second, the center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting third, the left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fifth, the catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rube Wahlberg. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Pepper reaches second base with a double. Burns goes all the way around to score. Pepper moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a fly ball into right field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball towards center. Almada catches it and throws to first to double up Hemsley. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball four. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cronin moves to second. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren bunts towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Cronin moves to third. Werber moves to second. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walkup fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball four. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-1 in the game. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Almada for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Larry strikes out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burns scores. Soltis moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. West reaches second base with a double. Soltis scores. Pepper moves to third. It's 3-0, Browns. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pepper scores. West moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into left field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup is 0-for-1 in the game. Walkup bunts towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Carey moves to second. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a pop-up towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-0 in the game. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Wahlberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dahlgren moves to second. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West. Williams reaches second base with a double. Dahlgren scores. Wahlberg goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Browns. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-2 in the game. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Almada for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pepper hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. West hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Clift reaches second base with a double. Hemsley moves to third. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carey is walked intentionally. Bo Bell pinch hits for Jim Walkup. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Knott now pitching. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Browns. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns bunts towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to second. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to third. Two outs. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into left field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with not covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats West for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Clift hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-3 in the game. Almada hits a fly ball into right field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larry is hit by the pitch. Carey moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carey moves to third. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Soltis reaches second base with a double. Carey scores. Larry goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-3, Browns. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a line drive towards third. Clift reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats West for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dahlgren hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop pinch hits for Rube Wahlberg. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. 2 outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-4 in the game. Almada bunts towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bishop moves to third. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Johnson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.